Blog Talk Radio.
All of us have become so goddamn weird.
Welcome everyone to In Cahoots. I'm Sam. And Chris has once again dropped. And he is having some phone issues tonight. And you on?
I think so. I don't know what the hell's going on.
You keep on dropping here.
Yeah.
I have to stay on.
Yeah, I do. It's
stay on.
Pissing me off.
And, as I said, I'm Sam.
I'm Chris. How's it going?
And it's going pretty good. It's going pretty good. We're going to kind of talk about something that if you had told me 3 years ago this was happening, I would have said you were fucking crazy. They're coming out with a Suicide Squad movie, and it comes out this week.
Which, again, I never assumed that this day would come. Much like when, episode 7 came out,
yeah.
Force Awakens. I never thought that was going to come. Well, no, I didn't anticipate Guardians as much.
Or fucking Altrot one. The fact that there's a Doctor Strange movie coming out this year kind of blows my mind.
Yeah, that too. But I mean, I'm just talking more like the time. I never thought that this time would come, that it would be here.
Yeah.
It seemed so far away when it was mentioned that it was coming out, that
yeah,
I never thought that it would be here.
Yeah, totally. I never thought. I mean, I think it's a good idea because it's not like Marvel's done anything similar. So I think it's a good idea to try to be different.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's good. Early buzz is it's good. I'll be...
Well, it's got a Teen Choice Award.
What? It got a Teen Choice Award?
Yeah, I got it. Most in... Teen-cipated movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that I've watched that.
I looked at
the results of
the
show.
The Teen Choice Awards. Well, you know what? Let's pull it up. Let's pull up the Teen Choice Awards. Let's take a look.
Okay. Well, I know that I thought it was odd because it's the Teen Choice Awards.
I'm pulling it up. Us Magazine, tell me what happened, man. Okay. Movies. Choice, your favorite sci-fi fantasy movie was Captain America Civil War. Good Lord, what a bunch of shitty nominees.
Well, Seth,
you
want to
hear this?
Nominated.
Okay, one
yes,
of them.
Please.
Okay, these are the nominees. Civil War, okay. Force Awakens, hey, good choice. The Last Hunger Games movie, okay, I get it, very teen oriented. The Huntsman Winter's War, that movie was garbage, and I didn't realize anyone remembered it, and it came out like 2 months ago. This is where we start getting shady,
That
Hemsworth.
Okay.
had Hemsworth, Jessica Chastain, Emily Blunt, Charlize Theron, and it's not any good. And the last two nominees are garbage. Fantastic Four? Yes.
How the hell did you put that on there?
I don't know. And then, of course, the last one is Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice. Oh, God. What terrible, terrible fucking... Teen Choice movie actor went to Chris Evans. Cap. Good pick. Choice villain went to Adam Driver for Force Awakens. Good Lord, Jesse Eisenberg was nominated! Batman v Superman! Did you fucking drop out again?
No, I'm here.
He was nominated for Lex!
I don't know. I don't know how they figured that stuff out. I mean, they're figuring that's what kids have watched.
I don't know. I guess. Teen Choice Movie Scene Stealer went to Jenna Malone for The Hunger Games. Okay. Other nominees included Chadwick Boseman for Civil War, Tom Holland for Civil War. Both good choices. Gal Gadot for Batman v Superman, probably the best part of that fucking movie.
Yes.
Evan Peters for X-Men Apocalypse, probably the best part of that movie. Miles Teller for Divergent series Allegiant. I heard them was just terrible. Teen Choice Movie Breakout Star went to Daisy Ridley for Force Awakens. I mean, very good choice. Movie Chemistry. Teen Choice Movie Chemistry. Thomas Brody Sangster and Dylan O'Brien, Maze Runner Scorch Trials.
I have no idea.
I've only seen
any of that movie.
I only saw the first one. This is the second one. Have you heard anything on the third one, though?
No.
Like, the dude got hurt in a stunt, and, like, it's, like, been, like, put on, like, indefinite hold. He got hurt really bad.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, I think they're still not doing anything with it yet. And he was hurt months ago. Because the main actor was, like, doing his own stunt. And, yeah, it was, like, one of the, okay, he suffered serious injuries on March 18th. He suffered a concussion in a facial fracture. Fuck.
Oh, jeez.
That's like what fucking happened to Mark Hamill with right before Empire Strikes Back. Okay, let's go on. Ooh, this will be definitely one that you and I will be interested in. The Teen Choice Movie Lip Lock. Okay?
Oh.
Do you want me to give all the nominees?
I do. I would like the nominees on this one.
Henry Cavill and Amy Adams, Batman v Superman. Is this when they were in the tub?
I think that's the only time they kiss.
It might be the closest time that they ever smiled in that movie. Also, did you ever need to see that much of Lois Lane's boobs?
No!
Like, did you need to ever see a bunch of side boob and her in a tub?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to deny that I don't like it, but I don't need it.
I don't need to. No. Lois Lane is like my mother. Emilia Clarke and Sam Claflin, Me Before You, which if you and I, if only we would have saw that movie. Chris Evans and Emily Van Camp, Civil War. Chris Hemsworth and Jessica Chastain, Huntsman, Winter's War. Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson, Hunger Games. Shailene Woodley and C.O. James, Divergent Series, Allegiant. What do you think?
Oh, I know. It was the Hunger Games, right?
It was the Hunger Games. Bet it was. Teen Choice movie Hissy Fit went to Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool. Teen Choice movie.
To me, that's
just
weird. Because it's a rated R movie.
Yes.
A hard R.
A very hard R, yes.
You know, and I mean, you're talking 17, 18, 19 being what is supposed to be able to go to an R-rated movie.
Well, Zac Efron was also nominated for Neighbors 2.
Right.
And that was rated R.
Right. It's just, it seems odd that those would be on there.
Yeah, what I also think is weird is that Jason Sudeikis was up for the Angry Birds movie, which was for, like, little kids.
That movie came out.
That, yes, it did. I saw that movie with some clients. That was made for, like, kids under 10. Like, that's for little kids. It's not any good. Okay.
Well, dude, I mean, I think what you can tell with the kids or the Teen Choice Awards is it's not about the movie. It's about who's in the movie.
It is about who, which we're going to get to that.
Okay.
Teen Choice movie, action adventure. The winner was Deadpool. I have one question. One of the nominees is the movie In the Heart of the Sea, which bored my fucking... I was bored to tears. It's a piece of shit. What teenager wanted to see this movie? It's about Moby Dick. But it has Chris Hemsworth in it.
Yep.
Okay. Teen Choice Movie Actor Action Adventure went to Dylan O'Brien from Maze Runner. Teen Choice Movie Actress Action Adventure went to Shailene Woodley for Divergent Series. Teen Choice Movie Actress Sci-Fi Fantasy went to Jennifer Lawrence. Of course it did. Ooh, Teen Choice Movie Drama Miracles from Heaven won. Would you like me to tell you the other nominees? Because
wait,
I would love to tell you.
Miracles from Heaven, is that that Jennifer Garner movie?
Yes, it is.
Oh my. Yes, please tell me the others.
I have to tell you the other ones. The other ones? Creed? Great movie.
How did Creed lose?
Well, no, we're not done. The Martian. Those are two of my top three movies from last year.
The Martian?
The Martian.
Which one's that?
That's with Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's stuck
on
Mars.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. I was thinking it was some kind of movie where a Martian comes to Earth.
It's not that. Ten Cloverfield Lane, which I thought was very, very good. Not a drama. Straight out of Compton.
What the hell?
Dude, I like Straight Out of Compton. I think it's one of the reasons up for a Teen Choice Award.
I'm not laughing at it because of what the movie is. I'm laughing because of the Teen Choice drama.
And then you want to know the last nominee?
Yes, please.
This might be my favorite nominee of all of them. Point Break.
Oh, my goodness. What? I wouldn't put that as a drama.
I don't even know what to put. I don't know. They're talking about a lot of philosophical issues, my friend. Okay.
Wow. But, I mean, wouldn't you see more action?
Moving on.
Or sports? Adventure?
I don't know. We need to move on. we're analyzing this way too much. Teen Choice Movie Actor Drama. Leonardo DiCaprio for The Revenant. Teen Choice Movie Actress Drama. Jennifer Lawrence. Ooh, she's sweeping up. Teen Choice Movie Comedy. Right Along 2. I don't even know what one of these movies is. What was Mr. Right? I have to Google this. Mr. Right.
Mr. Right?
Dude, I don't know what this is.
I don't. Anna Kendrick and Sam Rockwell?
Was this released wide? I don't. I've never heard. I mean,
Max
I don't.
Max Landis.
Oh, Max Landis. Okay.
You are right on
Anna Kendrick. She was nominated for Teen Choice Actress. Okay, Teen Choice Movie Actor Comedy. Winner, Zac Efron, Neighbors 2. Okay, I thought he was funny. I think it's a little weird Seth Rogen wasn't nominated because he's in that movie more. But that's just me.
But Zac Efron's the hottie.
He is.
And if he comes up and he gets that surfboard.
He's a good-looking dude.
He is.
Good-looking dude. Teen Choice Movie Actress Comedy. Chloe Grace Moretz, Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising. Okay, there we go. Teen Choice Summer Movie, Finding Dory. What a weird nominee list this is. Captain America is not in this, I'd like to add. Central Intelligence, Independence Day Resurgence, Now You See Me 2, X-Men Apocalypse, Ghostbusters. What a bizarre list.
So Ghostbusters was in this list? In these? Okay. I guess I think Ghostbusters would have been in more stuff. If they're just Fantastic Four and shit.
Okay.
Or Batman
you know
v
what?
Superman.
Compared to fucking Fantastic Four, that new Ghostbusters movie is fantastic. moving
anything
on.
Anything compared to that Fantastic Four movie is fantastic.
Yes, it is. Choice Summer Movie Actor. I'm not quite sure. Kevin Hart won for Central Intelligence. Okay. Teen Choice Summer Movie Actress. Ellen DeGeneres won for Finding Dory. Okay. Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig were nominated for Ghostbusters for that category.
Oh, did you say it's summer, so...
I don't understand how this works. But was Captain America not considered the summer? Came out in May.
It's not. Well, May's not
okay.
The summer.
You're still in school day in May.
The anticipated movie... which Suicide Squad won.
Which is what got us onto this stupid tangent of dealing with the Teen Choice Awards.
Yes, it is. We just have a few more minutes left. I have to rant on two things here, though.
Okay.
What fucking teenager? There's two fucking movies on this list, on their anticipated movie, that I'm like, what fucking teenager wants to go watch a Jason Bourne movie? I went to Jason Bourne yesterday with my mother. I was the youngest person there, and for the most part, Nan was one of the youngest people there.
Really?
These are 60-year-old people seeing these movies. And then the other one is, frankly, what teenager wants to go see Star Trek Beyond?
I don't know about that.
Fucking, I think I do know about that, because that movie was way too Star Trek-y for a kid these days.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I really liked it, but that movie's very Trekkie. God, holy shit, they give out a lot of awards. We're not going to do them all. Oh, God, they do music, too. Oh, my God, they have a web category. Do you want to know about
what?
Social media queens? Yes, they do. They do fashion.
And this is what Cena hosted, right?
He hosted this?
I think so.
Well, then this gives this answer. Teen Choice Female Athlete. The Bella Twins.
I don't understand how that's possible. Like, how is that possible?
Well, I
don't
know.
What the
hell
do they do other than being on wrestling? And they haven't even been on for 6 months.
No, they haven't. Well, okay, and then your other competition is Ronda Rousey. But then one of the other people is far more dominant in her sport than Ronda Rousey could ever really be, which is Serena Williams. Because the length of time Serena Williams has been at the top is insane.
She was at the top from the get-go.
Yeah, she's been at the top for, like, 15 years now.
Oh, definitely.
Nan's a huge Serena Williams fan, but she's a huge tennis fan. I don't understand how she can watch so much tennis. Okay, let's go back to Suicide Squad. This is, believe it or not, this is not the fucking Teen Choice Awards
recap
fucking recap show. It may seem like it from what we've been talking about so far. So you and I, we're gonna do, I guess we've become a draft show.
Which I think I like. Because
I like it
for
too.
The most part, whenever we do lists, our lists are very similar.
Yes.
And I think when we can do a show where we take out each other, maybe.
Yes. It can be more entertaining.
Possibly, yeah.
I agree with that. So we never discussed. Okay, so our our lists, we have a few guys that are not eligible for the draft. Let's go over them right now. We have Darkseid, the Joker, Annie Monitor, Necron, Steppenwolf, Imperiex, Brainiac, Mongol, and Parallax. Most of those I consider they're just too, like, these are like galactic villains. They're too powerful. And then I was like, Joker would never be able to play nice. So,
well, see,
how
do you think Doomsday would?
They've been able to do it in the past.
Have they? Okay.
Yeah, you can.
I couldn't think of anything that I've ever.
Yeah, they did it in the late 90s. They've done it before. He can be. He's been brainwashed, or he's been controlled before.
Okay.
I'm giving it the okay on Doomsday. So,
okay.
We have categories. We're going to do this like how I used to do baseball, which we have a team leader, like a Deadshot, a mastermind, like Lex, government liaison, which would be like Rick Flagg, and this is a special category where you could pick a low-level, like, hero to be it. Heavy hitters, which are like Killer Croc, King Shark, Doomsday, those kind of guys. Two guys that you can pick for your comic relief. I have one in my mind that I really want to get. Offensive specialists, you know, your Lady Shiva, your Captain Boomerang. A temporal specialist, a person who specializes in time or, like, living through a long time. So, like, your Vandal Savages, your Reverse Flashes. An occult specialist, your Felix Faust, your Brother Bloods. A psyop specialist, your person who's dealing with a lot of mind control stuff. Scarecrow, Simon, Mad Hatter, etc., and then a utility guy, just a guy from any category that you just want to have on your team. So, since you, of course, won the bet, you get constant first picks.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm giving you the first pick.
Well, for team leader, I'm taking Black Adam.
Okay. Good pick. For my team leader, I am picking Deathstroke.
So, yeah, and I was thinking that. I'm like, well, you know what? I don't want to go. Yeah. I mean, he'd be great. But I was, yeah. Now it goes to you. Your pick.
Oh, my pick. in a heavy hitter spot, I'm going to do Bizarro.
Okay. Heavy hitter for me, I'm taking Bane. Okay. For my occult, I'm taking Black Hand.
Interesting pick there. I like that. For my occult, I'm going to do Anton Arcane. He's a Swamp Thing villain.
Okay.
Or okay, I'm going to do one of my comic reliefs. Gentleman Ghost.
Who's that?
I think he would make... He's like the Victorian era guy who you never see, and he has a monocle. He's like an obscure fucking villain. He's usually just a joke character.
Okay. Well,
he was on Brave
and
the Bold a lot.
Oh, okay. comic relief for me, I'm taking Onomatopoeia.
Ooh. Is he gonna be just like Michael Winslow?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm thinking. Except a much more, like, sadistic...
Killy version?
Yes.
Okay. I like it.
Mastermind, I am taking Riddler.
Riddler?
Like, Hush Riddler.
Hush Riddler, okay. I like that. I like that a lot. My government liaison, I'm going to do The Guardian.
That's a good one. That's fun. My government liaison, I'm using Sergeant Rock.
Ooh, good one. I like that. That's a good pick.
Wait, I might jump the gun.
That's okay. That's okay. We'll just go back and forth. For my PSYOP, I'm going to do Manchester Black.
I had a feeling you were going to take him for something.
He's a great character.
He is a hell of one. My second heavy hitter, we're going Cyborg Superman.
I was wondering if you were going to get him. Offensive Specialist, I'm doing Deadshot.
Oh, nice.
Figure none of us should actually get a Suicide Squad member.
Well, my other comic relief is Harley Quinn.
Good pick. Good pick. Shall I do one of my... I told you I had a surprise pick.
Yes, go for it.
For my mastermind, brand new to the DC Universe, I am doing Adrian Veidt, a.k.a. Ozymandias.
Ooh. That just puts your team like in a whole weird realm. Possibility because of he can manipulate.
Yes. Well, I mean, it would have been a great... I remember back in the day, do you remember when they were doing the build-up to Infinite Crisis and they had Mockingbird, the mystery person for Villains United? The mystery light guy who was giving him info.
Yeah.
I remember, I mean, most everyone thought it was Lex. But I remember some people were like, they thought it was going to be him. That they thought they might be bringing in Ozymandias then.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, the thing is, he is. He's just, well, as the book states, I mean, he's manipulative.
Yes. He would work great in that role. He would be wonderful in that role.
Yes. Okay. Well, temporal is inertia.
Ooh, I wondered if when I put him on, I was like, I wonder if Chris is going to take inertia.
He's, again, I mean, he's demented.
Yes. Yes, he is. My temporal is going to be... Fuck it. Ra's al Ghul. Due to long age.
Taking him off. Throwing my offensive specialist. I'm taking Talia.
Talia. Good pick. My other comic relief, because I think these two will make a lovely team, Man-Bat.
Oh, Man-Bat. my PSYOP, going Eradicator.
Ooh, good one. For my other heavy hitter, let's do Superwoman from the Crime Syndicate.
Oh, nice.
I'm a real fucking sausage fest so far, so.
My other offensive specialist is Cheetah.
Cheetah. Ooh, I like that pick. For my other offensive specialist, I'm going to do Lady Shiva.
Okay. And it looks like this is my last pick. This is my utility.
I also have my utility.
I was thinking that, too. It's more like the person, if they died, you're not losing out on anything. So I went with Prometheus.
Prometheus, I like that. He would be a great offensive specialist, too.
Oh, yeah. What was the book that Prometheus was like the lead in, like for villain, like when he took off Roy's arm? Was that Justice for No? Was it Justice for All?
I think it was Justice for All.
Was it Justice for All?
Yeah, something like that. I didn't care for that book, but that is the book it happened in.
Yeah.
Cry for Justice.
That's what it was. Cry for Justice. Yeah, it was one of those books of... Yeah. Anyway, that's...
I like that one. I like Prometheus. I don't... Unfortunately, just they never... After Morrison, so few knew how to write him.
Yeah.
So for my utility character, from... my favorite comic of all time, I am doing Magog.
Ooh. Nice.
I also thought about him as a comedian. So.
Well.
Because he would fit perfectly in the Suicide Squad.
Oh. And he wouldn't have to have any kind of chip in his head. He would just do it.
No. Yeah, he would just do it and have fun with it. Absolutely.
You know, I was trying to think of a place to put, like, Hush, but then I was like, Hush really just is kind of Batman's.
Well, that's like Two-Face. Two-Face doesn't belong in a fucking Suicide Squad.
You're right.
I put him on that list, but I mean, he'd be terrible for it. So many of the Penguin, he'd be terrible for it too. A lot of Batman villains would be really, really bad. You know, Killer Croc works really well in the role that I think they gave him.
Captain Boomerang, out of all of the rogues, I don't see the other ones being just as well as Boomerang. And, of course, it's all writing. I mean, you can put anybody in that position, and if it's written well, if the character is developed well, it could work.
Yeah.
For the rogues.
You know, Heatwave could work well, but that's about him and, him and Captain Cold could work, but Captain Boomerang works just as well. So.
Yep.
I like how we did not pick many Suicide Squad people.
Yeah.
we picked a few. But yeah, no, it's I enjoyed this.
Good team.
We both have good teams. So.
You have your list of jokers, or do you want to?
I do. We can do that really quick. Do you have your list of jokers, or is it just me?
No, I was just going with yours.
10.
I was just going yours.
Okay. Okay. You had asked if I wanted
to
do a top 10. If I had a top 10 jokers list, and I was able to do it. Some notable exceptions from my list. I do not have Larry Storch on there. Probably many are going, who the fuck is Larry Storch? He is the first animated Joker. He was on a bunch of really, really, really old TV shows. And I think he was on the Filmation Adventures of Batman. He was on F Troop. Yeah, he certainly was. And he was the earliest animated Joker. Steve Bloom, I also do not have. He was the Lego Batman Joker. I don't have him on here. But my list goes as follows: Kevin Michael Richardson for the Batman, who was nominated for an Emmy for the role of the Joker, and Mark Hamill never was, which is a fucking travesty. Number 9, Brent Spiner from Star Trek The Next Generation and Independence Day. He was the Joker on his few appearances in Young Justice, which I think he was only on 2 or 3 times. But I liked him on it. Troy Baker, who was Joker he's in Batman Arkham Origins and then the Assault on Arkham movie. And an interesting thing about Troy Baker is he also has voiced Batman because he is the Lego Batman for the games. Here's my next one. John DiMaggio for Under the Red Hood, Batman Under the Hood. I'm trying to think. He also has done a couple other ones. He's done some of those Batman Unlimited movies too, but mainly for his Under the Hood appearance, he's really good. Number 6. This is a one short time appearance. Michael McKean. He did an episode of the animated series, the episode where there's they do 3 different versions of Batman, and they do the giant typewriter version. He's the Joker in that. He's delightful. And that's the Legends of the Night episode. Number 5, the mustached man himself, Cesar Romero, for Joker 66.
He's a wonderful man.
Yes, he is. Number 4, I'm going to go Michael Emerson. He is the Joker from The Dark Knight Returns. I really liked his version. Really, I really do like it. I thought you did a great job. Only really in part two, if you're watching them in the parts, or, you know, he does say a line at the end of the first one, but, you know, part two is his time to shine. Okay, these three, as I was making this list, they kept on rotating and shuffling. All three were at one point at number one, but I had to make a pick. So my number three is Jack Nicholson for Batman 1989.
Ooh.
My beloved Jack Napier. The Joker that I fell in love with. Number two, Mark Hamill. You know, just from the amount of work and how great a work he does and how it's varied. You know, there's lighthearted Jokers. There's fucking serious fucking Jokers. We get the most serious one tomorrow in The Killing Joke and the Arkham games.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And
my number...
to my door.
Yep. Number one, the fucking only superhero, the fucking supervillain to win an Academy Award for a performance, Heath Ledger as the Joker in The Dark Knight.
All right.
It
was really your top three that I was really curious about.
About how I ranked them?
How you would put it. Yep.
At one point, I had Nicholson as number one. I was almost going to put it. I love Nicholson as Joker.
Right.
But Heath Ledger, I mean, that's still the villain everyone is chasing in the movies. So, well, we gotta hurry, though, man. It's time.
Back of the week. All right. Well, what do you got for us?
Oh, shit, I got to think for a second here.
Okay,
Margot Robbie.
All right.
Did I
let's
steal
just
it?
Do all the ladies. Let's do a Suicide Squad. All right.
Okay.
And
we can do that.
I got Joey Fisher. She's an old Zoo model. My beloved Zoo, British UK busty.
Okay.
Glamour models of the UK.
Okay. Okay.
So, all right,
good.
Sir.
I will, well, for In Coots, I'm Sam.
I'm Chris. Take it easy.
And have a good time being bad this week. I forgot this is the song.
Gets me every time.
Echoes the beating of the drums. There is a life about to start when tomorrow comes. Will you join the crusade? Who will be strong and stand with me? Beyond the barricade, is there a world you long to see?
Then join in the fight that will give you the right to be free.
Do you hear the beat?